America was founded for the most part for religious freedom. Christians fled many places, mostly Europe, to come to the New World so they could worship the Lord according to the dictates of conscience. Meanwhile, the Middle East is controlled for the most part by Muslim countries, and religious freedom is often denied there. Joe Willie is the vice president of Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry that broadcasts Christian content to the Middle East and North Africa. Joe Willie now joins us to discuss religious freedom and the Middle East, including North Africa. And before we introduce him, I just want to say this. Christian broadcaster Adam McManus writes, quote, "Just as Charlie Kirk was willing to go to ground zero in the U.S. battle over worldviews on college campuses, Sat7 is willing to go to ground zero in the Middle East, North Africa, to battle over worldviews on satellite and social media." I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome Joe Willie of Sat7 to the program. Joe, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the time.
Sure. Okay. So, first of all, for those not familiar with it, tell us all about Sat7 and you're doing.
Oh, certainly. Well, Sat7 is a Christian broadcaster in the Middle East and North Africa. Now, what is unique about Sat7 is it is a Christian broadcaster operated and created for the Middle East by Middle Easterners. So our content is, for the most part, not brought from the West, but embedded in the cultural understanding of the Middle East and North Africa. And why this is important is there are 600 to 700 million people in the Middle East and North Africa, and most of them are not Christians, roughly only 3 to 4%. So what we have are people who are from Iran, Lebanon, Egypt, Afghanistan, and we are creating content that is given to people. This is Christian content. And so we have viewers, not only the church in the area, but also people who are not Christian who say, "What is Christianity? I've been told it's this," but Sat7 presents not only the gospel, but it also presents biblical understanding of worldview, as you had mentioned, biblical understanding of what's happening in the news, and also creates programming in the three major languages of the region: Arabic, Farsi, or a Persian language, and also Turkish. So it's pretty incredible for me as an American to be part of something where God is moving in the Middle East and North Africa, and we get to see him work.
One of the Sat7 viewers said, quote, "I believed Christians were evil until I watched your program. Now I know the truth." Your comments?
Interesting, isn't it? And we can look at this and say, my goodness, of course Christians aren't evil. But when you are in a region where you may never meet a Christian, you may never understand what it's like, what the care that Christians have for others. You may never meet anyone who really strives to be godly, to be like Christ. And so when someone does meet that person or sees them on Sat7, often it's very startling.
Okay, how about a comment or two about something Adam McManus writes? He said, "Radical Muslim groups are targeting young people, you know, here in America or in Europe through TikTok, Facebook, WhatsApp, and YouTube, spreading hate, violence, and even jihadi propaganda, often faster than content moderators can respond." I guess, in effect, Sat7, although you guys are all positive in trying to, you know, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, there are those who oppose the gospel of Jesus Christ from other worldviews, obviously.
Absolutely. It is interesting because it's an old story, isn't it, with marketing or with advertising. And, you know, people in the Middle East and North Africa, people who are trying to radicalize young viewers are using advanced tools. They're using tools that are available in the United States. So what we may say, we're trying to use these tools so you will buy a particular car or you will buy a particular product, someone else is trying to say, hey, I'm going to use that same tool and I'm going to instead try to make someone full of hate. And that is really the world we live in. And Sat7 uses tools, but instead of saying, hey, we want you to do something hateful, it is an explanation of Christianity to a region that really, for the most part, does not understand.
Okay, here's another quote from, again, Adam McManus. Smartphone ownership in the Middle East is sky high. 80 to 90% of youth have a smartphone and internet access. And because the region is the second fastest growing mobile phone market in the world, Muslim extremists are exploiting the opportunity. And meanwhile, Sat7 is using these same tools to try and, you know, preach, the gospel of love.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've heard this and I love this as an analogy. And that is when someone is trained to spot counterfeit currency, the way they are trained is to handle the real currency. And so what ends up happening, I believe, with Sat7 is that, you know, people will hear the gospel, the love of Christ, making God's love visible is what we say. And once you handle that, now, maybe that is through a program. Maybe that's through, a church member or someone that you hear. It really is hard to go back because you do start to see that the rest falls short and is counterfeit. So Sat7 has a very real mission to support the church, to strengthen that church, but also to encourage that Christian witness. So when someone says, ah, you Christians are like this, they can actually see that. No, wait, Christians aren't what I've been told. Yeah, it's really important.
How effective is Sat7? And I understand you've been around since, 1995? But tell us about, you have viewers out there, in the Middle East?
Oh, we do. You know, it's interesting because Sat7 as a ministry, we began 30 years ago. And it was via satellite. So that is really, you could consider that legacy media now. And we also use digital program. We use social media. That was part of what you had asked before. And we have what is called, what I like to call, free Christian Netflix for the Middle East. We have something called Sat7 Plus. And so these, whether it's satellite, whether it's digital, whether it is on social media, we reach millions and millions of people. And so we always want to make that example available for anyone. Not everyone will tune in. Not everyone will, as you were saying, not everyone will appreciate it. Not everyone will say, okay, you're free to do that. But it's our responsibility as Christians to make God's love known and trust him for the results.
Now, these messages, they're being beamed in from outer space, right? From satellites. Mm-hmm. So it's not like somebody could just, hey, we don't like this. They can't just shoot down a local radio tower or something like that. You know, as happens sometimes, with other events or attempts to reach Middle Eastern people with the gospel through broadcasting.
Well, you bring up such a good point because satellite, as much as I just said, it's legacy media, it is virtually uncensorable. And so what I think some of our American listeners might understand or remember are these large satellite dishes that seem to pop up in people's side yards, depending on where you were, that didn't have cable. And maybe you had this large satellite, but the technology has changed and it's about the size of a dinner plate now. It's something you would just get in a box and put on your place of residence. And, they're easily replaceable, but like you said, it's coming from space, coming from satellites. And it's not as simple as a digital, say, an example I would be is during the Mahsa Amini protests, which there was in Iran, there was a young woman who was taken into custody and beaten, and she died for not wearing her head covering properly. And there were protests in Iran, which is revolutionary in itself. But the government throttled the internet connection. And so if you were especially in Tehran, you could not get information. Well, what satellite allowed Sat7 to do was take digital programs that were live on Facebook and actually broadcast those on satellite. So we still reached people with God's love, even though it was, for all intent and purpose, tried to be stopped.
Are people getting saved in the Middle East? Are Muslims coming to accept Jesus as the true Mahdi or the true Messiah? Or what's going on as far as the impact?
Yes, they are. And it is, you know, it's one of the things we have, Sat7's mission. This is what we've looked at. And it was primarily, and it started to support that the church in that region, because we believe, as well as scripture says, is that you should still be in fellowship with believers. But, you know, we have people, and this is an interesting detail about Sat7. We don't just broadcast and leave people to their own devices, so to speak. We have what is called a viewer support team, and there are Sat7 employees who are manning either phone lines or WhatsApp messages or social media messages. People have questions, and they say, wait a minute, this is not what I've been taught. What am I going to do? There might be a tragedy, and they see eternity yawning before them. And they say, why do you have peace and I don't? And so it may start a dialogue. But yes, we definitely have seen people who have said, I want to put my faith in Christ. I want the peace that he offers. And I think what's not remembered or not really considered is that sometimes people will say, oh, well, they need to know who Jesus is in the Middle East. Well, I would agree as Jesus as the Son of God, but they know, Muslims know Jesus as a prophet, not the Son of God. So if you speak to someone about Jesus in the Middle East, they'll say, oh, yes, I understand. But they don't, because we have a different perspective of who he is. And so that is a really important detail. And also it's something that really God has to move on someone's heart. But yeah, it is a region that is incredibly religious.
And how many people would you estimate are actually watching your programs and, you know, maybe their lives are impacted? Well, you can't necessarily testify to how many are getting their lives changed, but, you know, how many people are even watching this stuff from the Middle East?
Yeah, it's funny because we have different surveys that will go out every few years. And we have a different range. And remembering in the Middle East and North Africa, people may not answer questions honestly, because imagine getting a telephone call and someone saying, hey, do you watch Christian television? Well, someone may say, well, I'm not going to admit to that. But I've seen totals of our viewership ranging from 20 million, 12 million, 15 million, 25 million. So it varies. But tens of millions of people watch, we can comfortably say that, watch Sat7 on a regular basis.
What are some of the more popular programs? We have about a minute left, sir.
Sure. Well, we have, as I'd mentioned, the three channels of Arabic and Persian language and Turk. We also have Sat7 Kids. Now, Sat7 Kids is an Arabic-speaking channel, but it has kids programs like you would have here in the United States, except they're in Arabic. And that channel has been particularly popular because we have had people who are not Christians who contact us and say, you know, even though you're Christians, I trust you and I trust my children would allow my children to watch Sat7 Kids because I know they are going to hear something that's going to help them at home, help them with other people, and make them kinder. So at the very least, Sat7 Kids is really reaching into people's homes, even if they are not Christian.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us. I'll give the website here. It is Sat7, that is the number, sat7.org. Joe Willey has been with us. He's vice president of Sat7. Thank you, Joe. All the best to you and your
group.
Thank
you very much. I appreciate it.
Sure. Okay. Thanks now. Bye-bye.